What's up, guys? What's going on? This is the third attempt to make this, blimping recording. I've had some pretty hard past couple of weeks, but the past 2 weeks have been like excruciating. I haven't been able to walk. Yeah, I haven't been able to walk. All right. You may or may not know, whatever. 3 years ago, I was a victim of a racially motivated attack, and I got thrown onto the pavement, and I was knocked unconscious. So I don't know what happened, and I got like a slipped disc and a pinched nerve, and that was like 3 years ago, 2015. I didn't realize how bad that was because I still have pain from that accident, from that incident, from that attack. And yesterday I realized that my toe has been broken this whole time as well. So I had this accident. This wasn't an accident. When I say accident, it's as if I did something by mistake and I just had some misfortune. But these people intentionally beat me up because of my race, so it's not an accident. That's why we'll clarify that. Because I'm still trying to make my peace with it, like process it. About maybe 3 months afterwards, I then got raped and I became pregnant. And because of that accident, I had like my body obviously was quite damaged, and I didn't end up carrying in my uterus. I carried in my body, so it was a lot of stress. It was a very, very stressful, abnormal pregnancy. It was horrid, It was really, really bad. And I've just been trying to recover from that attack because my friends at the time, that are not my friends at the moment, they had instigated it. So they had like antagonized the people that ended up beating me up. Yeah, I've tried to make my peace from this situation. But it's been quite difficult for me to come to terms with it. I think because I blamed myself for a very, very long time. Even like trying. Like sometimes, like you're not always thinking like, oh, that's what happened to me. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. But just the fact that, like, if I try and do something, I've had very, very like chronic fatigue, like major, major chronic fatigue, and like physical pain. So if I try and do something and I can't do it because I can't get up. And it's stuff like maybe like putting out the garbage. Yeah, that's probably a pretty realistic example to give. Like putting out the garbage has been really, really difficult for me. So I then end up like beating myself up about it, like being like, oh, why am I so like lazy? Or why am I like untrue things. I'm not lazy. I'm not putting my child in harm's way. Everything is okay. It's just I've been really, really hard on myself and kind of like neglecting my past, neglecting my story, but it's really 'cause my story has been such a hard story. It's really hard for me to sit. Just hold on 1 second. Come! Come!
Come. Come.
It's... It's really hard for me to sit with all parts of my story because they're very unpleasant things that have happened to me. And sometimes, like, I've been taking care of myself since I was 9 years old. I'm a survivor of a lot of things, like childhood abuse, physical, psychological, sexual, like a lot of really bad things have happened to me. And I've seen a lot of like survival of like domestic violence between my parents, like grew up in the narcissistic personality parent, so things have not been easy. And it's just really hard to sit with all of that. Like, I've had like suicide ideation since I was 9. And my dad would encourage it, you know, say, oh, everybody would be better off if you left and stuff. So things have not been very straightforward for me for a long time. So as I've gotten older, and it's not like I've necessarily really learned the tools to sort of cope with all this stuff. You do, but you, in a sense, don't. I found it quite hard to grapple with a couple of things. And being present for me is very, very difficult. The revelation of my foot, my toe, and the reality of the lack of support that's been in my life, and the way that I have, like, pushed, you know, it's just, it's been painful to sit with at once, because, yeah, it's been really painful to sit with. But I thought I would make a recording, especially since I like went to college today and was just telling my classmates and telling my friends like what happened and stuff, and opening up about it, I found like really difficult to do, to be like vulnerable. But yeah, I thought I would just continue. I had to come home and have a big sob. Like, I've cried probably twice. No, leave my phone alone. No, leave my phone alone. Thank you. I've probably had a big cry like twice in the past hour or so. I got home and then after I picked my kid up from school. And since I handed in a very difficult assignment, or got very stressed out by an assignment, I sort of was like, the best way for me to cope with, my stress at this point is to cry about it. Like, that's the only way that I'm gonna cope with it. So yeah, just thought I would get that off my chest through tears and just, yeah. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.